two mothers now battle for the survival of their young. Buffalo, desperate to deflect an attack. Lioness, eager to double back and strike quick fatal blows to earn a meal for her cubs. It's the eternal dance of Africa.
Oscar-winning actor Jeremy Irons narrates the remarkable story of the big cat that earns the nickname Ma De Tao, or Mother of Lions. Her mate is killed by a rival pride looking to expand its territory, leaving Ma De Tao to protect her three cubs and find a new home.
Till today, she had only time to focus on escape and survival. But now she must find a way to get her cubs safely through their first critical year, until they can fend for themselves. And as a single mother, this will take every ounce of her energy and intelligence.
Defying long-held beliefs about lions, Ma De Tao takes her brood across the water to an island in the Okavango Delta as she searches for safety and food. The married filmmaking team of Beverly and Derek Jobert follows the lioness to chronicle her struggle.
It's interesting as a film because it's not all fun and laughter all the way through, and so we felt as though everybody enjoyed the journey of the lioness and the pain and the happiness as well, all in one.
Director, writer, and cinematographer Derek Jobert says they spent more than 4 years and used skills honed over three decades of wildlife filmmaking in Africa to capture these breathtaking close-up scenes of life and death in the Delta.
We try very, very hard to show an intimacy, not just between ourselves and the subject, but within the subject and whoever she interacts with. So we have to do the time. We just have to be there all the time.
As Derek said, time is important and an immense amount of patience. And of course, we have to be living the life of those lions in many ways.
Co-producer and photographer Beverly Jobert says the 18-hour daily filming schedule was determined by the lions, which were not the only challenges to recording the story.
Because these lions are wading through water, crossing channels, swimming, they're following the buffalo. We actually have to do the same to get the unusual footage. And at times, our heart is in our throat, I can tell you, because it's the unknown. But once or twice, we've had tragic moments. The one that comes to mind that's not so long ago is we drowned the vehicle. We literally submerged our vehicle with all the camera gear, like $2 million worth of camera gear. And it was a very tense time. Once we managed to dive and get the cameras and throw them on top of the roof of the car, Derek had to swim the river. And this is a river where we had been filming crocs. So, you know, at times it's tense. At times we know we are in dangerous situations. But that's what it takes to be able to capture this footage.
The dramatic story of this lioness in Botswana represents the plight of all Africa's big cats. In the 1960s, the continent's lion population was estimated at almost 500,000. Today, they have dwindled to only 20,000 in the wild due to hunting, poaching, and humans swallowing up their habitat. Derek and Beverly Jobert worry that the film's title, The Last Lions, could be prophetic.
The problem that lions have is that there are these great iconic animals, and everybody thinks somebody's taking care of them. And in our lifetimes, having seen them go from 450,000 down to 20,000, we know that these things will be extinct within 10 or 15 years. So this is not just a local problem. This is not a South African problem, Botswana problem. This is a global issue. I also think that as filmmakers, the time has come and gone where we can just document these things and say our job is done. What we're doing is we're using whatever skills we have to become a voice. And we're hoping that people will come and see our film and celebrate these lions and then get involved with lion conservation.
This film is saying we cherish, we respect, and let's be responsible to try and preserve what we do have. Because if we lose them, we're actually damaging our own world. And I think we do have to inspire people through moving them emotionally to care before we can take the action.
Our cub's survival is a hard taskmaster for her. And despite the searing heat and humidity, she forces herself up again, back onto the path of the buffalo. She seems to understand that the herd will provide if she can just crack that code.
The Last Lions is part of the Big Cats initiative launched by filmmakers Beverly and Derek Jobert and National Geographic to raise public awareness about the threats to these remarkable creatures. Information about the initiative is online at www.causeanuproar.com. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.